thank you to our supporters. The approximate length of this recording is 9 minutes.
Thank you to our supporters. Dear supporters, it's hard to believe that I have been at Guide Dogs for a whole year now. I have loved learning about how our services make such a difference to the lives of people of all ages who have sight loss. But, of course, we couldn't do our life-changing work without everyone who donates or fundraises for us. People like the incredible Bob Colclough, whose cycling challenges are epic in their scale. Or brave Dave and Margaret Burke, who plunged themselves into icy water for Guide Dogs and who are planning to do it again. I hope you're all enjoying some summer sunshine. Terry McGrath, Chief Marketing and Fundraising Officer. Two- and four-legged volunteers from the Coventry Fundraising Group held a collection before Coventry City Football Club's game against Preston North End, raising £2,237. Charles Bloch, former Guide Dog owner and Deputy Group Coordinator, said, "We'd like to say a massive thank you to everyone at Coventry City Football Club for supporting us with this collection. Our volunteers and dogs had a fantastic time meeting football fans before the match and were overwhelmed by their generosity." Included here is a photograph of the Coventry Fundraising Group collecting outside Coventry City's stadium. As if taking on the Belfast City Marathon in May for Guide Dogs wasn't enough of a challenge, Antonio McKenzie decided to make things more interesting by wearing the weight of a fully grown guide dog along the 26.2-mile course. Antonio from Carrickfergus said, "My mother-in-law Christine received her guide dog Herbie last year, and the positive impact he's had on her life motivated me to add an additional 40 kilograms via a weighted vest." Antonio had plenty of support along the course from family and friends and raised £3,350. Included here is a photograph of Antonio, Christine and her golden retriever guide dog Herbie in the garden. After appearing in the last edition of Forward for Cycling solo down the Atlantic coast of America to raise money for guide dogs, Bob Colclough has been at it again. This time, Bob from Lee in Staffordshire rode an anti-clockwise loop of New Zealand's South Island, starting and finishing in Christchurch. Bob completed the 1,333-mile challenge with 64,000 feet of elevation in just 22 days. Raising £3,065, this epic trip was in memory of the two retired guide dogs that Bob and wife Karen rehomed, named Hattie and Grace. Bob is also a volunteer driver and fundraiser. Included here is a photograph of Bob with his bike packed and ready to go to New Zealand. Members of the Poppy Lounge in Swansea have raised more than £2,500 to name a puppy in tribute of a much-missed guide dog owner. Trevor Skinner and yellow Labrador retriever Ash were staunch fundraisers for guide dogs and made many friends at the community group, which meets on Monday mornings. When Trevor died, members arranged a series of events in his memory to reach their fundraising goal in just 3 months. Puppy-raising volunteer Lynn Richards visited the lounge to thank the members and said they were over the moon at their achievement. Included here is a photograph of Lynn Richards meeting members of the Puppy Lounge. Andrew Harper-Walker was inspired to take on the Great North Run for Guide Dogs by a regular customer and their guide dog at his deli slash cafe, the Patisserie Moulton, in North Yorkshire. When he didn't quite reach his fundraising target, his friend Gilly Robinson, owner of the Cook's Place event space in the town, teamed up with him to host a supper club. A fun evening had 11 diners learning how to make a dish while blindfolded and then enjoying their hard work. With all proceeds going to guide dogs, Andrew and Gilly were able to donate a total of £2,000. Included here is a photograph of Andrew preparing food for the supper club. Dave and Margaret Burke, volunteer fundraisers and puppy raisers from Fife, did a polar plunge in Antarctica while on holiday and raised £570 for guide dogs. Margaret said, "Over the past 10 years since we became puppy raisers, we have come to understand how having a guide dog gives independence to those with a vision impairment. We recognise that these wonderful dogs cost a lot to train and we wanted to play our part. The pair are now planning another icy plunge for guide dogs in the Arctic Ocean off Svalbard, Norway, in August 2025. Included here is a photograph of Dave and Margaret about to jump into the Antarctic Ocean from their cruise ship's exploration deck, which is a specially designed portal at water level on one side of the ship. They are surrounded by the crew, who are there to make sure Dave and Margaret are safe. The Chard, Crewkerne and Ilminster fundraising group in Somerset held a collection at Westlands Entertainment Venue in Yeovil, having been invited to the theatre by author and guide dog supporter John Nicol. John was performing his one-man show and book tour, The Unknown Warrior, and at the end, and having been a fosterer himself, he invited guide dogs volunteers on stage while he spoke about the charity. Afterwards, the group collected £274.10 as John signed books and posters for fans in the foyer. Included here is a photograph of John Nicol with members of the Chard, Crewkerne and Ilminster fundraising group in the foyer of the Westlands Entertainment Venue. Volunteer Kyle Gentry was among 2,500 people who braved the waves at the New Year's Day swim in Saundersfoot, Pembrokeshire. He was cheered on by wife Stephanie, who said, "It was a chilly day, but the rain and wind held off, so we will count that as a win." The kids enjoyed cheering Kyle on, especially knowing it was for such a great cause. Kyle raised £648, which was topped up to £1,200 by the swim committee. What a great start to the Pembrokeshire Group's 50th anniversary year. Included here is a photograph of Kyle with his children on the beach. Norwich fundraising group joined thousands of people up and down the UK in April for Guide Dog's annual Make Every Cuppa Count event. The tea party was opened by Norwich town crier Bob Lloyd at the city's Honesty Library, raising £180.27. Annette Smart, group coordinator, said, "It was fantastic taking part in our annual Make Every Cuppa Count fundraiser and to be joined by the Norwich town crier to open our event. As a guide dog owner myself, I know just what an amazing difference a guide dog can make to someone with sight loss." Included here is a photograph of members of the Norwich fundraising group with town crier Bob Lloyd. Natalie Dixon ran the London Marathon for guide dogs, having grown up with the charity. Nat was a casual kennels worker at our former tollgate site in Leamington Spa, aged 17, and her mum is Janine Dixon, who's breeding operations and welfare lead at our national centre. Nat crossed the finish line with Katharina Hutchins, Guide Dog's volunteer communications and relationship specialist, who was also running for the charity. Katharina spotted that Nat was struggling a little near the end of the race and kindly offered to run the last mile with her. Nat raised £2,125 and Katharina raised £2,121. Included here are separate photographs of Natalie and Katharina, both wearing their Guide Dog's branded running kit. When Gemma Fairhurst had a heart attack 10 years ago, aged 29, she was told she needed to change her life. She took up puppy raising and was given Ian, a 7-week-old yellow Labrador Golden Retriever cross who did just that. Ian was later partnered with a guide dog owner called Mark, who planned with Gemma for Ian to return to her in retirement. Sadly, Ian died a year away from hanging up his harness. In February, Gemma took Ian on one last fundraising walk for guide dogs in Blackpool before he was put to sleep, raising £8,579 to name another guide dog puppy, Ian. Included here is a photograph of puppy raiser Gemma with yellow Labrador Golden Retriever cross guide dog Ian.